Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The desecration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Masra will not be stopped by mere condemnation. In a joint statement issued Thursday evening, the foreign ministers of 8 countries, Turkey, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Jordan, the United Arab Emirates, Indonesia, and Pakistan, condemned the repeated incursion by Jews into the Al-Aqsa Mosque, asserting that these actions constitute a blatant violation and unacceptable provocation that must cease. They reiterated that these provocative actions at the blessed Al-Aqsa Mosque, Haram al-Sharif of Al-Quds, constitute a flagrant violation of international law and international humanitarian law and represent an unacceptable provocation to Muslims worldwide in a blatant violation of the sanctity of the holy city. The ministers emphasized their categorical rejection of any attempts to alter the historical and legal status quo in Al-Quds and its Islamic and Christian holy sites. This statement came after hundreds of settlers stormed Al-Aqsa Mosque on Wednesday, performing Talmudic rituals and singing and dancing during their incursion. The rulers of the Muslims are shameless in their repeated disgraceful stances and blatant inaction regarding the Masra, site of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's night journey. They merely issue statements of condemnation and denunciation, which they know better than anyone else are nothing but empty rhetoric. They witness the arrogance of the Jewish entity, its aggression against the people of Palestine, and its ongoing desecration of Al-Aqsa Mosque. They hear with their own ears the statements of the leaders of this entity as they speak of their biblical dreams and expansionist ambitions in Palestine and the Muslim world. Yet they act in defiance of all these realities, as if they believe this behavior absolves them of blame and reproach before their own people. Indeed, the talk of these rulers about their categorical rejection of changing the existing historical and legal status in Al-Quds is in itself an invitation for the continued Jewish occupation of the Blessed Land. This is the status quo since 1967 that these cowardly people are demanding, with a formal guardianship over the holy places that everyone knows has no value or weight, and it has not prevented aggression or protected Al-Aqsa Mosque from excavations or the demolition of some of its belongings or its desecration throughout the year, and its division temporarily and spatially between Muslims and Jews. The arrogance of the Jewish entity and its escalating crimes in Palestine and the rest of the Muslim lands cannot be countered with mere expressions of condemnation and denunciation, nor by highlighting their violation of so-called international law or other such tired rhetoric. Rather, it requires a serious and genuine stand against it, a mobilization of the armies of the Ummah to humiliate this entity and utterly destroy what it has built in accordance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words. And when the second warning would come to pass, your enemies would be left to totally disgrace you and enter the place of worship as they entered it the first time and utterly destroy whatever would fall into their hands. Al-Isra 7. Any response or action below this level is a waste of time and a missed opportunity for the Islamic Ummah. Supporting Palestine and liberating it from the clutches of the Jewish entity is a duty incumbent upon all the armies of the Ummah. The Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.